Oh Lord, you are so precious to me. Oh Lord, you are so precious to me, and I love you. Yes, I love you because you first loved me. Oh Lord, you are so precious to me. Oh Lord, you are so precious to me, and I love you. Yes, I love you because you first loved me, and I love you. Yes, I love you because you first loved me. Oh Lord, you are so precious to me. Oh Lord, you are so precious to me, and I love you. Yes, I love you because you first loved me. Oh Lord, you are so precious to me. Oh Lord, you are so precious to me, and I love you. Yes, I love you because you first loved me, and I love you. Yes, I love you because you first loved me. Oh Lord, you are so precious to me. Oh Lord, you are so precious to me, and I love you. Yes, I love you because you first loved me. Oh Lord, you are so precious to me. Oh Lord, you are so precious to me, and I love you. Yes, I love you because you first loved me, and I love you. Yes, I love you because you first loved me.
Christianity is love story, brother, sister. Amen. You feel something and you want to express. Amen, amen. If somebody has to pull you, drag you, so it's not really good. Amen, amen, amen. Praise be His name. Let's sing that song. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Amen, amen. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord, teach me, Lord, to pray. Teach me, Lord, to obey.
Till in your own good time, oh,
you
answer
my pleas.
Help me not to rely
on my
you their strength.
Oh, we're waiting on
they
Jesus.
Shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord, teach me, Lord, to wait. Teach me, Lord, to wait.
While hearts are aflame,
help me humble
my pride
and call on your name. Keep my faith,
my yes. faith renewed.
Keep my eyes on thee. Help me be on this earth what do you want me to be.
Oh yes, Lord,
that way.
We'll wait, Lord,
on the Lord.
We're waiting, Lord,
shall renew.
We're waiting, Lord, for you.
They shall
come up
with
their strength, Lord.
They shall run and not be weary.
They shall walk and not faint.
Teach me, Lord, to wait. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew
their strength.
They shall.
We want to mountains, for as an eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord.
Teach me, Lord.
Once more, they that wait.
Oh, teach me, Lord. They that wait. They that wait.
Oh, we are waiting, Lord, for you.
Shall renew
for your promise, Lord. Oh, renew us, Lord.
They shall mount up
to mount up as wings
as eagles. They shall run and not be weary.
They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord.
Teach us, Lord.
God bless you, saints. I do greet you this evening in Jesus' name. The song says, teach me, Lord. Amen. Don't we need him to teach us? Amen. The prophet says, we're so busy. We so much want to run ahead many times, but we need the teaching of the Spirit to teach us to wait. And as we come at the beginning of a new year, don't you desire that? Because the Bible says, if we acknowledge him in all of our ways, he shall direct our paths. And that's the secret of success. It's not how much effort we put in, not how much sincerity we put in, but it's how much we can follow him. Because he's the master and he knows how to get the job done. And all of the things we've learned from the past, I'm sure will confirm that to us. We just want to greet our visitor from Nottingham, Sister Christine. God bless you, sister. Amen. Yes. God bless you, sister. The sister's with my precious friend, Brother Ollie, across there in Nottingham. So really glad she's here. Sister Nachisa's at work asking for prayer. Brother David as well is asking for prayer with his family. He's not well, so let's keep him in prayer as well. Let's read a scripture, saints, before we come to prayer. We just want to take a thought from Philippians chapter 2, just to say that this surely would be the secret of a real, real successful spiritual year, if the Lord could help us to fulfill Philippians chapter 2. Let's read from the beginning of the chapter, just to get a basis, because Paul, the Holy Ghost in Paul, it's very powerful how he brings it out. He says in verse 1, Philippians 2, if there therefore be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that you may be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord and one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Now, Paul has spoken there a principle that to the world is foolishness. To think that you can have a group of people that could be of one accord, of one mind, of one purpose, people from different countries, different colors, different languages, different temperaments, different age groups, different generations. But Paul is asking us something there. He said, fulfill my joy, that you all be like-minded. And then people will be thinking straight away to say, but how is that possible? Then he goes to show us how it's possible. And he gives us the perfect example to show us that this has already been done. And he says in verse 5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. What it's actually saying there says, though he was God, he never came down and made it a big issue that he was God. That wasn't the most important thing to him. He never came to earth to show people I'm God. And friends, we're not on this earth to go around saying, I believe this better than that person. I believe that. No. I have more than you. You have more. That's not what it's all about. Jesus came for one purpose. That was to do the will of his Father. And anything that stood in the way of that, he was willing to lay it aside. Because he came to fulfill a purpose. And that's what Paul's trying to say. He says, don't be full of strife or vainglory. One person wanted to be better than the other. One person wanted to contend with the other. He says, look at Christ. Though he was God, though he was the fullness of God made flesh, but look at this mind that was in him. Look at the way that he conducted himself. And then he says, let this same mind, the same attitude, the same something that influences you, inspires you day by day, let the same thing that was in Christ be in you. He says, verse 7, but he made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things in earth and things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Let's bow our heads. Father, we thank you, Lord. How we just want to be like Jesus. Father, even as we've been singing, Lord, we just want to wait upon you. Teach us, Lord, to wait down on our knees, Lord. Let us not be concerned with what others do, but to wait in prayer for an answer from you. Father, not to be governed by the opinions of people, not to be governed by the conditions of the day. Not, Father, to, Lord, let our lives, Father, be governed by a false standard. But, Lord, let the standard, Lord, be you. And let this mind that was in you also be in us. That, Lord, we may fulfill all in this year that you desire for us to do. Father, we've come upon this day to present ourselves before thee in prayer. Father, we've come, Lord, once again just to lay in your presence, Lord, just to lay at your feet. Father, we've come, Lord, wanting to be washed by you, to be washed in your blood, to be washed in the waters of your word. Father, we've come, Lord, because we desire that you'd reveal yourself afresh to our souls, Lord, that you may, Lord, fashion us into the same image of yourself. Father, we dedicate all to thee, even prayer for our sister Nachiza, be with her, Lord. For Brother Dave and his family, we do pray for them, Lord. And Father, even as prayer has already been made for the rest of the requests, we give it into your hands, Lord. Bless our sister that's visiting us, Lord. Be with her, bless her. Even as she'd go back tomorrow in the morning, Lord, watch over her, keep her. Bless the saints there that she fellowships with. Our brother, Lord, there, I pray you'll bless him as well. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Saints, you may be seated. I remember reading this quote once before from Witnesses, when the prophet speaks about the same principle of the mind of Christ. And he says, that's the trouble with the church today. You rely upon your own senses and ability instead of taking it to the Lord in prayer. You know, if you really look at last year, where did you succeed spiritually? Ask yourself and have a look at your approach to whatever it was that you did that succeeded spiritually. Have a look at what you didn't succeed in spiritually last year. And have a look at the approach that you had towards that which didn't succeed. And you'll find there's a pattern here. God can only bless his people, his sons and daughters, when you're in a certain channel. When you're in a certain spiritual condition. When you approach things a certain way. And the way that the Lord Jesus Christ has put as an example is the perfect example. Because Jesus, though he was God, though he had all knowledge, he had all power resident inside of himself, he never relied on those things to do the will of God. But instead, he relied on one great thing, and that was to yield. That was to surrender. He never used any of his own capacity. Because he said it himself, I only do that which my Father shows me. He says, unless the Father shows me, he says, if the Father works, I work hitherto. And would that not be the great measure stick of our success in this year if we could live the same way? And the prophet saying, but the problem with us is we lean so much on our own senses and abilities. Now, as sons of God and daughters of God here today, each and every one who's been born of the Spirit, you have the mind of Christ in you. You already have the mind of Christ in you. The prophet says, when the in the seventh seal, he says, when the supernatural comes in, that's the mind of Christ. So when the supernatural, when the Spirit of Christ comes into you, that's the mind of Christ. But the great, great battle, obviously, and the great learning process is learning to get yourself out of the way, to allow the mind of Christ to be expressed, to be able to follow His leadership. I just put today on the forum there just a message by Brother Earl Martin. I'd really recommend the saints watch it. It's about an hour. It's a bit of a testimony he gave at Brother Perry Green's church. And he gives one simple example at the end, but it was very powerful. And he says about one of the prophet's meetings in Beaumont, 1964, on a Friday night. And after the meeting, they were supposed to leave and drive 600 miles, him and some other saints who are from I think it was from Arkansas. He says, but he just felt so burdened. He says, he just felt inside of himself, don't go. And he says, he said to the other brothers after the meeting, he said, I just feel like I mustn't go. And he says, and the brother said, but you know, we've got 600 miles we have to travel tonight. What are you wanting to do? And he says, well, I'm just going to go and sit in the restaurant over there. He says, and I went and I sat down in the restaurant. And he says, I didn't know just at that time my baby boy was dying. He says, my baby boy was like gasping for air back home where he was. And he says, and people started to phone. He says, the people knew my sister-in-law lived near there. And they tried to phone and say, please, can you find Brother Earl quickly? We need to speak to him. His baby is dying. And he says, if I'd have got in that car and I'd have gone on that road, he says, it never would have reached me. He says, but the Lord put such a burden upon my heart and said, just stay where you are. And he says, the greatest thing that you can do is listen to that voice. When that deep is speaking to you, when that deep is trying to move you, when that deep is trying to warn you of something, the greatest thing, if you want to be a success, is don't rely on your own senses and ability at that kind of a time. But you listen to what he says. And he says, and I sat in the restaurant, and he said, my sister-in-law received the news that my baby was dying. And she said, no, Earl's already left. He's already on his way back. There's no way we can get in contact with him. And he says, and there was another saint that was just there near the phone and says, no, I saw him sitting in the restaurant. And they said, they quickly came and gave me the message and said, your son, your little boy may already have died because he can't breathe. And he said, take me to the prophet. And they took him to the prophet's motel room, and the prophet came out and said, what's going on? And he said, Brother Branham, my boy may already be dead, but I know that even now, if you will pray, I'll see my boy again. And he said, and the prophet prayed. And then the prophet said, okay, Brother Earl, I've got $30 here. Let me give it to you so that you can catch a plane home. He says, Brother Branham, I don't need to catch the plane home. I know that all is well. And then they phoned home, and they found out that exactly at that time the prophet prayed, that young boy was gasping, and then he just started breathing normally. And that boy was sitting in the meeting. He's now a minister in the gospel, a minister in the message. And that is the secret of success as a believer, is mastering the what would the prophet say? Mastering human ability, getting yourself out of the way. And he says, that's where the problem comes. He says, today we start to send somebody. We get down and have a little council and meet and say, we should do this, so go here or do that. Friends, you've got a lot of decisions we need to make for this year. Now we've got different meetings you want to plan. Maybe you've got different things you want to do inside of your life. Maybe there's places you want to go, there's decisions you need to make in your life. We as a church, we desire spiritual prosperity in the things that we do. So that's why before we make any decisions, we need to come and lay ourselves before the Lord. We need to lay aside food and need to lay aside drink and come and seek Him so that we can move into that realm of the mind of Christ, because He knows what needs to be done. He knows the best people to come to take us the next level in this church. He knows the different ministry. He knows the different things that we need to do so that our youth can go forward, so that our young people can come into the kingdom. He knows the way. We don't know the way. And the best thing that we can do is acknowledge that before Him. Just say, Lord, we don't know the way, but You know the way. And we've come to seek and acknowledge Him so that He may lead us and guide us. So as we go into this week and we pray with the brothers and we meet with the officers and so forth to make decisions for this year, that it's not our own human understanding. It's not the way that we want things to be done. But we want things to be done the way that He wants things to be done. And the prophet says that sometimes though we get together and we have our own little council and we say, no, we need to do this and we need to go here and we need to go there. He says, but in the Bible, in the days before they sent out the apostles, they met together and they fasted and prayed. And the Holy Spirit said, separate me, Paul and Barnabas. You notice not man's opinion, but the Holy Spirit leading and guiding. And that is the secret. And every one of us here who has touched, like the prophet says, that's kissed of the cup of His blessing. Any person here that's really tasted of the goodness of the Lord, you know the blessedness of His leadership. And you know that kind of attitude and that kind of a life, that's all that's required, the simplicity of that kind of a life to receive that kind of a leadership. And I'm sure every one of us here today has certain decisions that are before us. We have certain things we're facing up to. We're not too sure about this. And how am I going to overcome this? And how am I going to do this? And how am I going to do that? And friends, we've come to the best place today. We've come into His house. And the best thing we can do in His house is come to His feet. And seek Him and acknowledge Him. And just move ourselves out of the way and let His mind move in. And then He can move us in those strange ways that we can't move ourselves. And He can come and the deep that is in Him can speak to the deep that's within us. And if we can just be sensitive and follow that deep, what a blessed thing that it'll be. What a year that it'll be. The prophet says in God commissioning Moses, when a man becomes born again of the Spirit of God, he becomes an offspring or a son of God. And then he has the same type of mind that God does. The mind that was in Christ is in us. And then we believe for the unseen. Then we believe for the miraculous and just about anything. Friends, you and I in ourselves can't believe for anything. But when His mind moves in, we can believe for anything. When His mind moves in, we see things the way that He sees things. We see His word the way that He sees His word. We see what He wants done with His word. The prophet says that the word is in the bride, just as it was in Jesus. It says, and she knows what He wants done with His word. It's not enough for us just to know His word, but it's to know what He wants done with His word. What does He want done? When does He want it done? How does He want it to be done? Is there not a secret? A few years back when he went to visit Lithuania with Brother Pavel, and we had the meeting and Brother Virgus was there. And he was saying something which was really, really good. And he said, you know, he says, sometimes we just arrange meetings for the sake of having meetings. He says, but surely if we're going to do anything, what is the aim? What is the objective? What kind of word are you wanting to be sown? Now, what is the aim of your meeting? What is the aim of your convention? What is the aim of the different ministers that you wanted to invite? Do you want to seek the Lord to say, Lord, we have an aim. Like we said, we want to quicken our pace. We want to go higher. We want to go deeper. We want His will to be done in a greater way. So we need Him to lead us. We need Him to show us what He wants done with His word. Who must bring the word? When must that word be brought? What does He want to be achieved in our midst? And friends, it's so simple. But it's so difficult sometimes. It's just getting yourself out of the way. It's just allowing the mind of Christ to have the preeminence that He can speak and that He can lead and that He can guide. And then you can start to believe. And then you can start seeing things the right way. He says that in Jesus Christ the same, He says, let the mind that was in Christ Jesus be in you. He says, and then when you begin to think His thoughts, you'll begin to live His life. And you'll do the things that He said. You see, the moment that we can think the way that He does. And that's why Paul gives us such an outstanding example here. When he's saying, look, saints, there's strife, there's division, there's differences. Some people in Philippi were trying to, you know, show they were greater than others. And some were doing this, that, and the other. He says, learn an example. He says, go and look at Jesus. He says, let that same mind, that same attitude that was in Him, that same life, that same principle that governed Jesus, let that same principle govern you. That's the secret. Because then we're going to see things the way that he does. Jesus didn't do things for the sake of popularity. Jesus didn't say things to people for the sake of people who pat him on the back. That wasn't what he was trying to do. Jesus never did anything with a competitive spirit. He was never trying to prove he was better than anybody. He was never trying to prove anything. He just had one motive and one objective, and that is, what does my Father want me to do? I have a work that needs to be done, and I must work while it's day, because night is coming when no man can work. And that was what governed him in all the things that he did. And the prophet speaks about how Jesus would pray. Now, before he'd make any decision, he would so much pray. He'd get in the mountain all night, pray, and come and choose his disciples. And the prophet says, if we could just learn from that principle, that he knew it's not in my own human ability, because he was a man, but God was in him. It wasn't in his own human ability, but he knew the power of acknowledging the Most High. He knew the power of yielding. He knew the power of giving the Almighty his position inside of your life. He knew the power of waiting upon the Lord so that he could work his work and do his will. And that is the same principle the prophet says. He says, let that same mind, the word must be in you the same way it was in him. And what did the word do in him? It didn't make him proud. It never made Jesus arrogant. He was the word made flesh. He never boasted about anything. He just had one thing on his mind. I'm not going to fuss with people. I'm not going to argue with people. When people came to him with a contentious spirit, what did he do? He wouldn't answer them a word. Or when they came with a question, he'd answer back with a question. When they came and they said, you know, the Bible says this and that about the Messiah, then he says, okay, let me ask you a question. In the Psalms it says, David said in the spirit, the Lord said unto my Lord. So he says, then if the Messiah is the son of David, why then is David calling him Lord? And he would leave things like that. He was too caught up in a certain spiritual place to fuss. He was too caught up doing the will of God in his age than to worry about what other people thought, what other people did. And that is the mind of Christ. And the prophet says that's available to every one of the sons and daughters of God. And you know yourself, the more that you pray, the more that you bring yourself before him, the more that you lay in his presence, the more that you yield to him, the more that you desire to be led of him, the more that you desire to know the way that he wants things to be done, the more that he reveals it to you, the more that he draws near, the more that he overshadows you, the more that he makes himself real, the more that sweetness moves into experience once again when you're seeking that grace, when you're seeking that mercy. And that's what we're seeking as individuals today. And that's what we're seeking as a group, as an assembly of the saints of the Most High. We desire that for this year. We don't want to start this year in our own ability. We don't want to start this year, you know, trying to do things in our own natural ways of doing things. But once again, we just want to come before him and say, Lord, we acknowledge you. We just want to give you your position. We know that you are the supreme intelligence, that you are the one who holds tomorrow. You know the way when we don't know the way. You can open the doors and you can shut the doors. But Lord, we just want that your will be done. And that's why we've come to seek him in prayer today. And the prophet says, in the message, as I thought on my way. That's a very good message. Many times he preaches it. As I thought on my way. And the prophet says many times at the end of the year, it's good to look back and think on your way. Because the prophet says there's two ways. There's the right way and the wrong way. There's God's way and there's your way. And it's good for us to stop and think many times and consider our ways. And he says, as I thought on my way, he says, we have to alter our thinking to his thinking. Let the mind of Christ be in you. Then you'll think like he thinks. And he goes on to say, that's when you'll have faith, is when you think the way that he thinks. When you move into that place that you're thinking his thoughts. Jesus never came across anything that made him panic. Amen. Jesus never encountered anything that made him fear. That this is too much for me. I don't think I know how to handle this kind of a situation. And if his mind is in you, no matter what God leads you into, no matter how he leads your footsteps, if you can just get the human side out of the way, he that's in you is greater than he that's in the world. He that is in you is greater than your circumstances. He that is in you is greater than anything this year is going to bring. And anything that comes your way this year, he's ordained it to come. Because he wants to teach you something. He wants to teach you something either about yourself or he wants to teach you something about himself. He's trying to teach us those principles. But if we have his mind, if we're moving in that channel and we're allowing the supernatural to come in, that's the way of success for a believer. That's the sure way of success. Then it doesn't matter what comes. It doesn't matter how big the challenge may be. When you allow yourself to have his mind, when you think his thoughts concerning that situation, it's not going to worry you anymore, because it never worried him. Friends, God is not worried today. He's not worried about anything the devil can do to the sons and daughters of God. God is not worried a little bit. Look how he was with Job. He knew, even if I let the devil take all of his goods, get into his wife, take all of his children, destroy all of his hopes and his ambitions, God wasn't worried. God wasn't worried, because he knew this man has the ability to move into a certain place that he starts seeing things the way that I see things. And then Job worshipped the Lord. God knows the circumstances. God knows the challenges. And God is not worried at all. So when you start getting worried, get out of your own mind. And get yourself in his presence and let the supernatural move in. Start to fellowship and commune with his mind. And let his thoughts come and bathe over your thoughts. And as you move into that channel, you'll start to believe for things that before you could never believe. And that's what he's trying to lead us deeper and deeper into, is that we may have more of the mind of Christ. That's the way of success and of victory to a believer. And that's how we come to that place of victory. He says it in the message, healing of Jairus' daughter. He says, just previous of this chapter, we find one place where the Son of God spends so much time in prayer. And if Jesus had to spend much time in prayer to stay in fellowship with the Spirit that was in him, that's the mind of God that was in him. But he needed to spend a lot of time in prayer, a lot of time separating himself so that he could stay in fellowship and communion, so that that mind that was in him, that potential that was there, that spiritual realm could declare itself. So it become more real, so that it got so real it would now govern the way that he had move and govern the way that he had act and govern the places that he had go. Then people would be saying, come here, there's thousands of people. He would leave them all and go via Samaria.
Yes.
Yeah. And people would be saying, no, you need to do this, that, and the other. He gets in a boat and goes to one man in the tombs. That was the mind of Christ. He wasn't trying to be popular. He wasn't looking for riches. He wasn't looking for honor. He wasn't looking for a big name among the people. There was one thing that he desired, was to please his Father. That's the only thing that he desired. And if you and I have the mind of Christ, that'll be our ambition as well. And as a church, if we just have that ambition, one ambition, it doesn't matter the fusses of other people. It doesn't matter what other people say, what other people claim, what other people say that aren't say that we are. That's got nothing to do with it. That's the mind of man. But if we would have the mind of Christ, that's how we'll quicken our pace. And the further we can get into that dimension, and the more time we can spend in that realm, the more he can lead us and guide us, and the more that we can learn as his sons and daughters of how to yield ourselves to this great something that's been born in us through the new birth, so that he can express himself. He says it in the church ages, before we pray, he says, notice the harmony of the Father and the Son. Jesus never did anything until it was first showed him by the Father. John 5:19. And this harmony is now to exist between the groom and his bride. It's in you. It is. You can testify of times you've moved in harmony with him and see what came from moving in harmony with him. But we can also testify of the times we didn't move in harmony with him. When we allowed our temper to get the better of us, our impatience to get the better of us, our own human feelings, our own human understandings, we allowed those things to become more preeminent, and we made our decisions and we moved and acted and reacted based on that. And friends, we tasted the bitter cup from those experiences as well. But we learn obedience through the things that we suffer. And we're his sons and his daughters. We're under the great tutor himself. We're under the great headship of Christ himself, as he continually speaks to us and leads us and guides us and works with us, trying to get us to that place that you more consistently can live in that place. That when you go to college, there's the mind of Christ. He knows what he wants done with the word, and he moves you to speak to a certain person at a certain time. When you're at work and there's a certain burden, a certain deep that comes inside of you that you just think of another brother, another sister, you get yourself, separate yourself and you pray, or you get on the phone and say, brother, it's all well. And that person says, brother, it's good that you phoned at this time. I need prayer. That's the mind of Christ moving his people. Then you know what he wants done with his word. Why he's given you the word. Why he's given you the access to his grace. It's the mind of Christ. It's so deep, but it's so simple. We know that. We've all been in that place as believers, but wouldn't you want to spend more time in that place this year? And friends, that's what we've come to seek this year, to say, Lord, we don't want to make our names great. We don't want to make ourselves of a reputation, because the Paul says there, when Jesus, though he was God, he made himself of no reputation. He wasn't interested in making his own reputation. There's one thing he desired to do, was to fulfill all that was written of him. That was his purpose. That was his desire, to know the mind of his Father. The lamb just wanted to know the mind of the dove. And then he followed the dove. And he never failed in anything that he did. But he was perfectly successful in every endeavor that he did, because that's the way that he governed his life. And that's the way we want to live as well. The prophet says, this harmony is now to exist between the groom and his bride. He shows her his word of life. And she receives it. So he brings the word to you and you receive it. How do you receive the word? You wait upon him. When the word comes and it's not yet real, you know that it's true, but it's not yet real to you. You go and commune and fellowship with that word. You go and get yourself before him, and then you feed upon that word. You meditate upon that word in his presence. And you now receive his word. So, oh, now I see. That's for me. He says, here is the secret of this. The word is in the bride, as it was in Mary. The bride has the mind of Christ, for she knows what he wants done with the word. He never sent us this message to have 15 message churches in Dublin. That's not the purpose that he sent the message for. He never sent us this word so we can be contentious and argumentative with people. He never did that. He never sent his word to us for that. And the bride, when she gets into that certain place, she knows what he sent the word for. And he sent the word to you for a purpose. He sent the word to me for a purpose. There's a portion for you to fulfill in your calling. There's a portion for me to fulfill in my calling. And the great thing we just need to do is wait upon him. Teach me, Lord, to wait down on my knees. Teach me, Lord, when hearts are aflame, just to humble my pride and to call on your name. Help me, Lord, not to rely upon what others do, but to wait in prayer for an answer from you. When you don't know what to do with your children, it's the mind of Christ. He knows what needs to be done. When you don't know how to handle a situation in your home, the mind of Christ is the answer. He knows what needs to be done. When the prophet walked into the house that day and his wife was crying and the children were beating each other and so forth, the prophet could have tried to use his natural authority. He could have tried to use his natural ability as a husband and a father, but he says, that's not going to work here, because this is beyond the issues of flesh and blood. There's a spiritual dimension to what's going on here. So what did he do? He got himself out the way and he allowed the mind of Christ to express itself. And then he said, oh, Father, let the same peace that is governing me now be expressed and govern my wife. And then he started to speak to her the way that he did. And he started to generate that kind of an atmosphere. And something changed. And the children started to play nicely with each other. Then his wife started to smile. Friends, it's the ability to try to get ourselves out the way. Is it easy? It's not. But it's in us. It's in you and it's in me. And if we desire it, if we desire for him to be glorified, friends, he will grant us that grace as we yield ourselves to him, that there'll be a greater and greater expression of who he is in us. Because that's the mind of Christ. He says, those in the bride do only his will. That's their desire. No one can make them do otherwise. They have thus saith the Lord, or they keep still. Friends, if we could be like that. You know, I don't know, we were listening to that. We were listening to a message at home, and then somebody was preaching, and they said, you know, I can't remember exactly what the background to it was, but we have to have thus saith the Lord. And the brother was preaching. He said, you know, people sometimes, believers, they know all of the message. He says, but they come to a situation and they say, if only I can find a quote to meet this situation. But there's no quote. Friends, that's when the mind of Christ comes in. Yeah. That's when the mind of Christ comes in, because your particular situation, your particular circumstances needs a particular approach, needs a particular application of the word. And the word is in the bride, and she knows what he wants done with the word. And if you just wait upon him, he'll give you just what you need, just at the time that you need it. And it never fails. Amen. Amen. If we can just get ourselves in that place. But our human temperament sometimes gets in the way. And that's why the prophet said it in that first quote, when he says, that's the trouble with the church today. You rely upon your own senses and ability, instead of taking it to the Lord in prayer. And that's the key. And friends, as we look to this year that's laying before, we desire the Lord, the same grace that led us last year and took us through the year and brought us to the end of the year. As we were saying with Brother Crosby the other day, he said, he was preaching a message. He said, when he was in Dublin here and he was waiting in the apartment for the last service, he said he didn't sleep that night because he was thinking of what he was going to preach for New Year when he went home. And he said, and the Lord really spoke to him that thought to say, there's much land still to be possessed. And he says, and he came to church on the last day and he took that service and he sat afterwards and he said, I was so much meditating upon that thought because I couldn't find where it was in the word. There's still much land to be possessed. He says, brother, and you got up in the pulpit and you said, saints, for this year coming up ahead, there's still much land to be possessed. He says, he almost fell off his chair. He says, because it was the same thing the Lord had spoken to him. And I told him, I said, brother, that's not in the word. I said, that's the words of a song. There's much land to be possessed. If you listen to that song about Jerusalem, which they sing, the third Exodus, there's still much land to be possessed. Friends, there's an inheritance, but our Joshua has to lead us into that inheritance. We have to desire it. We have to be willing to pay the price. We have to be willing to do what is required, like Joshua was willing to do what was required. And then we'll get a greater portion of our inheritance. And he'll lead us and guide us. And our inheritance is in the word. Our inheritance is in the spiritual dimension. And as we come to him in prayer today, we wanted to seek for that grace, that the Lord may continue to minister us deeper into that place, that he may minister an entrance to us into that place deeper and deeper. Because the way up is always the way down. Jesus, though he was the Logos, yeah, he was the Most High. But he came down, Paul says, and he humbled himself. And he took on him the form of a man, the fashion of a man. Yeah. Not only that, but it wasn't just any man. He was born in a stable. He was born with a bad reputation. That's how he humbled himself. And when he was found in the fashion of a man, he wasn't a king. Paul says he humbled himself, took on the form of a servant. Can you see? Not only did he take on the form of a servant, he continued to humble himself. And he became obedient to death, even the death of the cross. He didn't just come to die in his bed at an old age. But he humbled himself because he knew what God wanted done with the word. And he became obedient to death, even the death of the cross. And he didn't stop there, and then he descended even further. After he died, he went down into hell. Imagine. The highest became so low. He went right the way down into hell. And then the cycle started now. And then God highly exalted him. And God took him so high, the prophet says he has to look down to see heaven. And that's the same as you and I. The way up is the way down. The way down is the way up. If you humble yourself, he will exalt you. Let the same mind be in you that was also in Christ. That was the mind that he had. That was his attitude. That was his approach. That was his desire. That was what governed him inside of his life. And friends, as we go into this year, let's seek that. To say, Lord, we've tasted the goodness of the mind of Christ. We know the fruits of walking in that particular place. But help us, Lord. And as you make our decisions as a church of what you're going to do for our youth, what you're going to do for our young people, what we're going to do for conventions, who we're going to invite, what's going to be done, we want his will to be done. So let's really put these things in prayer. And in your life, as you look at your conditions and you're wondering about your circle, some people are thinking of, where am I going to marry? Who am I going to marry? Others are thinking about, how am I going to sort this out? How am I going to, you know, what am I going to do after my studies? Where am I going to go? What does the Lord want me to do with my life? It all starts on your knees. It all starts in this kind of a place when you come and lay aside human ability. You come and lay aside your own senses and your own abilities, and you come and you acknowledge Him. And if you acknowledge Him in all of your ways, the Bible says He will direct your footsteps. He'll direct us in the strangest of ways. He'll open doors and He'll close doors, because that's what He likes to do. He'll bring us in contact, allow our footsteps to cross the paths of the people that we're supposed to meet. He'll bring into our sphere of influence the people that He wants to influence us and the people that He wants us to influence. That's what He does. It's not to Him that wills. It's not to Him that runs. It's not by power and it's not by might, but it's by His Spirit, saith the Lord. So let's come in prayer today and acknowledge Him. And say, Lord, for this year that lays before, not our will, but let Your will be done. Work Your work and work Your will. Lead us further. Take us higher. Take us deeper in that particular place of the mind of Christ. And help us, Lord, to express what it is that You've raised us up to express. Father, glorify Thy name. Let's stand. Let's come to a time of prayer, saints. That would be our desire. I'm sure that's your desire as well. Now, there's no sweeter place to be than yielded and surrendered to Him. There's no sweeter place to be than following the leadership of the dove, the heavenly dove. And let's put these things before the Lord in prayer for this year that lays before. And may His goodwill be achieved in us. Let's sing that one once more, they that wait upon the Lord, Brother George. hands. Let's bring ourselves before Him. Father, may Your will be done is our desire. Father, we thank You that You've given us a chance, Lord, upon this day that we may
come. Amen.
Será
If anybody has a request, as we close, if you want to raise your hands to the Lord, He sees your desire. Our friends, how it pleases Him, surely, to see the desire in your heart, that you desire to walk according to His will, His mind, His purpose, His thoughts. Our friends, that's what He died for, to have preeminence in you and I. That He can have the preeminence. Let Him have the preeminence this year. And whatever you prayed today, whatever you got inside of your heart, let's look to this year. Let's be under an expectation. He's going to do things, friends. When you're waiting upon Him in the prayer closet, He's going to speak to you. He's going to move in, and His mind is going to move in. And you just be faithful to what it is that He speaks to you. Don't let something else have the preeminence over that. But when He draws near and He speaks to you and He shows you and He starts to guide you and to lead you, maybe He'll speak something to you for somebody else. Be faithful. Be faithful. Maybe He'll warn you of something. Maybe He'll instruct you of something. Maybe He'll guide and lead you. Things that need to be done. He never fails. He never fails. Heavenly Father, that is just our sincere prayer and our sincere desire. Father, we have no other desire but that. Father, that would supersede that desire that we have. That, Lord, You would have the preeminence, Lord. Hallelujah. That, Father, You would be glorified in our midst. That You'd be glorified inside of our lives, Lord. And all that is contrary, forgive us for it, Lord. Forgive us for anything that would grieve away Your Spirit, Lord. Father, forgive us for anything that would grieve away, Father, Lord, the heavenly dove, as You would desire to lead us, Lord, deeper into Canaan's land, Father. Forgive us, Lord, even in our own lives, Father, forgive us for the things of the flesh. Forgive us, Lord, for things that we say in the flesh, for ways we've reacted in the flesh, Lord, for those things that are not pleasing to You. Father, we just want to come by the way of the fountain upon this day. That was opened in the house of David. And Father, we just pray, even as You've been singing, that You take us back. Father, wash us once again in the fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, Lord. Father, as we confess our and acknowledge our shortcomings unto You. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful there's a buffer of the blood. Father, that our sins as they go up even now as we confess them before Thee, Lord. Father, this perfect blood, Father, that speaks on our behalf, Lord. Father, we just, Lord, under an expectation, Lord, just take the blood and write in the book and say, pardoned, Lord, upon this evening, Lord. Father, just wash us in Your precious blood. Father, You said that if we'd only acknowledge our iniquities, Lord. Father, You said Your sins, though they were scarlet. Father, You said they shall be as white as snow. Father, You said if You would just be obedient, if You would just be willing and obedient. Father, what a promise You gave us that we shall eat of the fatness of the good of the land. And Father, we come upon this day. Father, anything that would stand in the way of that, Lord. Father, let Your Holy Ghost move even now. Father, move it in whatever way that it needs to be moved, Lord. Father, any obstruction, any hindrance, Lord. Father, Lord, anything that would hold us back, Lord, from the fullness, Lord. Father, You work and move, Father. Persuade our souls, Lord. Overshadow our hearts, Lord. Help us, Lord. Father, we thank You for Your patience with us, Lord. We thank You, Lord, for Your long-suffering, Lord. Father, just continue, Lord, to plead, Lord, of the souls of Your sons and daughters, Lord. Continue to quicken and lead us and guide us and help us, Lord. Those things that we need to make right with one another, help us, Lord. Father, help us not to put it off to tomorrow what You desire to be done today. But help us to be honest one with another and lead us and guide us, Lord. Give us the spirit of discernment. Give us the spirit of wisdom. Give us, Lord, that spirit, Lord, of Your precious leadership, Lord. That, Father, we may handle things where You desire them to be handled, Lord. That we may act and react the way that You desire for us to do it, Lord. Father, we desire that, Lord, for Your glory. Father, let Your blood cover this place upon this day. Father, let Your Shekinah, Lord, let the life that was in the blood, Father, Lord, come and overshadow every soul at this time, Lord. And even as you, Father, discern and you see the needs of your people, even as you see the request, Lord, below every hand, Father, every heart, Lord, and every desire that is inside of that heart, Lord, Father, we bring in these petitions before thee upon this day. And we're asking of you, Lord, as we enter into another year, that you would do something special for us, Lord, that, Father, you would move on behalf of this every petition, Lord. We're so thankful to you, our little brother Denzel, Lord. We thank you for that, Lord. Father, we just pray that you'd quicken him, Lord. Even as you've given him another chance, Lord. We pray that spiritually, Lord, that you'd visit him as well. And Father, help him to appreciate the chance that you've given unto him, Lord. Speak unto his soul. Speak deep down inside of him, Lord. And Heavenly Father, may he look up unto you, the one, Lord, that has granted him this grace. Father, have mercy upon him, Lord, we pray. And every other petition that is before us, even Brother Scott, Lord, Father, you see this problem with his back, Lord. Father, this problem is bigger than the doctors, Lord. It's bigger than the physicians. Father, they've taken the x-rays, Lord, and they don't know what to do about this problem, Lord. But Father, we bring it unto thee upon this evening. Father, we bring it unto the great physician, and we're asking of you, Lord, that you would move on behalf of our brother, Lord, that you'd do something for him for your glory, Lord. Have mercy upon him, Lord, we pray. Father, we just ask for your healing touch, Lord. Father, Lord, let the same virtue, Lord, that was in the water, let the same virtue, Lord, that was in the angel, let the same virtue, Lord, that was in the prophet's meetings, Lord. Father, let that same virtue, Lord, draw nigh unto our brother at this time, Lord. And may he step into the waters, Lord, even at this time, Lord. Touch him, Lord, we pray, Lord. Father, how we want to curse that, Father, growth that would be in his back, Lord, that would hinder him the way that it does. How we just want to ask of thee, Lord, that you do that spiritual operation, Lord. That, Father, you would move on behalf of your son, Lord. Father, set him free, Lord, we pray, because he desires, Father, to have liberty to be in your house. Father, Lord, to serve thee, Lord, Father, with that liberty, Lord. Father, we look unto thee. Father, we bring our expectation unto thee. For our young people this year, Father, we just want to pray for them, Lord. Even the youngest ones, Lord, we pray. We just ask and pray that you'd move and lead and guide this year. And every decision that you make and all that is done, Father, bring them in. Father, we apply the token upon them, Lord, at this time, Lord. We claim them under the token, Lord, as the inheritance of the seed of the Lord. Father, we just pray that you'd move upon them, Lord. And Father, upon our youth, we pray for them. We thank you for the things that you've done in this year that lays behind, Lord. Father, continue your work. Just move and lead and guide, Lord. Father, those young people that we don't see, Lord, that are caught up in the world, that are caught up in this and that, Lord. Father, we just pray, Lord, that the heavenly dove would draw nigh unto them even now. That, Father, you would draw nigh, speak unto them, Father. Bring to their remembrance, Lord, times in your courts and times in your presence, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, Lord, just remind them, Lord. Let them come to themselves as the prodigal son. Father, draw nigh unto them. Deal with them, Lord. Have mercy upon them, Lord. Watch over them. Bring them back. We'd ask and pray, Lord. And Heavenly Father, our brothers and our sisters, each and every one that aren't here upon this night, have mercy upon them, Lord. We thank you for the saints that you've raised up in Carlo, Lord. We pray that this would be a blessed year for them, Lord. That, Father, you would meet their needs, that you would intervene and undertake, Lord, as they desire jobs and things, Lord, that would allow them to be in your house. Father, we're asking of you even now that you'd move, that you'd do something for them, Lord, that you'd manifest yourself, Lord, and just, Father, have mercy upon them, Lord. And Father, we pray even upon this night, Lord, for everything that would lay before this year. Father, you guide us and lead us, Lord. Father, we do not want our own will to be done, but we want your will to be done, Lord. Father, guide our footsteps, Lord. Guide our decisions, Lord. Father, overrule the mistakes that you make. And just, Lord, have the preeminence, Father, in the programs that we set, in the thoughts that we have, Lord. Bless the ministry in this church, we pray. Father, let it be a year that goes beyond anything that has gone before, Lord. Father, open us into that realm, Lord, we pray. Each and every brother, Lord, Brother Max, I pray for him. I pray for myself, Lord. I pray for the deacons, Lord. Father, let it be a special year. Father, may you grant a unity of spirit, a unity of purpose, Lord. Father, may that mind that was in Christ indeed be in us, Lord. Bless the ushers, bless the trustees, Lord. We do pray for Brother Shep, Lord. We pray for him upon this day. We ask of thee, Lord, that you'd really do something for him, Lord. Father, you see his situation. Father, he's looking unto thee. Father, you are the one that can open when no man can shut, Lord. Father, you are the one who shuts when no man can open, Lord. Father, we're asking of you, Lord, to move and to work, Lord. We're asking of you to glorify thy name, Lord. We pray for each mother, each father, Lord. We pray for each sister, each new baby that has been born. We pray, Lord, for everything, Lord, the musicians, the song leaders, Lord. Father, we just want to lift everything up unto thee upon this day. Father, have the preeminence. Be glorified, Lord. Even our sister, she travels tomorrow. Bless her, Lord. And bless the saints. Bless Brother Oliver. Bless the saints that are there, Lord. Father, let it be a blessed year for them, Lord. Enlarge their borders, Lord. Enlarge their gates. Father, use them for your glory, Lord. And as we dismiss, Lord, you pray for traveling mercies. Father, won't you watch over us? Bring us back into your house in the new day. Have mercy upon us, Lord, as we come tomorrow, Lord. And Father, bless us in all that is said and all that is done. Father, we acknowledge thee now, Lord. Go before us, Father. Thank you for the good things that you have done. Father, we look to thee for this year. Hallelujah. We dedicate it all to you now. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Saints, let's dismiss as we sing one more then. God bless you until tomorrow. In Jesus' name. I do appreciate everybody who's come out tonight.
Hallelujah.
He's an answering.
He's an answering God. How we should pray all the time. Help me, Lord, to pray like Jesus. He prayed all the time. Hallelujah. He's an answering. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. He's an answering. He answers all. Jesus, he prays.